Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into this. So today is Monday, and I want to apologize for the listeners who are always consistently on my podcast and consistently listening to them. And if you have or are one of those listeners, then thank you so much. And I do also want to apologize because I did say I was going to bring awareness every Monday and Friday regarding the Chinese concentration camps, what is going on with the Muslims over there. And it's such a sad thing. It's just a tragedy. Like, it's so sad. And I didn't end up doing it for the previous Monday or the Friday. And I want to apologize for that. I've been going through a lot of different situations in my personal life that I've just been having to deal with. And I've been really focused on that. So I apologize again. And yeah, so going into this now with Chinese concentration camps, I've been trying to find online if there's any videos or just anything else that is come up in regards to what is going on over in China and with the Muslims. One thing that I did end up finding is that there's been a lot more petitions to free the Muslims in these Chinese concentration camps. I think there's about 260. I don't recall the specific amount that were built in China. Let me find out right now how many Chinese camps. How many? They build. I believe this has been going on since 2017. And I'm not too sure on when or what is going to happen with the awareness and what the awareness is going to bring to the table. What is the awareness going to do? Hopefully eventually impact and eventually get this whole situation like handled, because this is insane. Yeah, it says, well, I'm reading this one's from the Washington Post, and I want to name the websites because I understand that a lot of people are very skeptical on where it comes from, which they have every right to be. So this is, says from the article on the Washington Post, but it says BuzzFeed is the one who identified 268 structures built since 2017. 268 structures, 268 buildings, 268. That's insane on what's going on with them. Imagine being just a Muslim and you either having too many kids, because these are laws in China, and it's not that these are not aware, but it's just a real thing. So even just having too much hair can cause you to go to one of these places, go to one of these camps in there. So I can't even imagine, or even just being a kid and getting separated from your family and then having everyone shaved like from head to toe, no hair. That's a weird thing that is going on. I don't know why, but 268, that's, man, I was hoping that there was going to be a little more information on what has been going on. It says, I'm like looking for new evidence. On the Washington Post, let me see what it says. New evidence of China's concentration camps show its hardening resolve to wipe out the Uyghurs. It says last week, Chinese officials were asked at a news conference about the continuing reports that China has locked in concentration camps more than 1 million ethnic Muslims and others in Xinjiang. I'm not saying these properly, so I apologize. A spokesperson for the regional government responded that it was outright nonsense, quote unquote, outright nonsense, and that the facilities, which China has called vocational education schools, prevent extremism and are, quote unquote, no different in nature from those in the United States, Britain, or France. Pretty much saying that what they are doing is okay, and there's nothing different, specific, no, nothing different in nature from United States, Britain, or France. It says, asked about reporters of large-scale forced labor imposed on the Uyghur minority, and another Xinjiang official said it was, quote-unquote, outright nonsense, fabricated out of thin air. if so much is quote unquote outright nonsense, then how to explain the barbed wire, guards tower, and cement that have been rising around Xinjiang in far western China? If nonsense, then why do so many eyewitnesses describe an archipelago of prisons and camps aimed at exterminating the Uyghur culture, language, and traditions? Like, that's, I mean, that's true. If this is what is actually said at the news conference, and this is all word by word, and that's what they said, then, you know, if it's really nonsense, why is all this happening? If all it is is just what did they say? Some form of vocational educational schools. I don't know, man. It kind of seems like BS to me. It seems like it's just a form of prolonging the inevitable, in which it really is. So, further evidence of this project was published August 27th by BuzzFeed News. An investigation identified scores of purpose-built high-security camps and detention facility. Previously, eyewitness accounts. Government documents that satellite imagery posed by scholars and journalists had shown that since late 2016, China was forcing the Uyghurs into a system of incarceration and cultural annihilation, meaning to get that culture destroyed, to end it, to make sure that it's not in existence. And that's what I'm reading here. And I don't want to say that it's an exaggeration, because it's happened before. History, we want to look at World War II with Hitler and the idea of how he was able to put a lot of thoughts and ideas into other people's heads. And it was manipulation. And what is what it really is. Manipulation is a big thing. At least not a big thing I've been in my mind, but it's just one thing that it's been there, because of my previous podcast I did with Andres, who really opened my eye to that, on really everything is manipulation. So this is or with Hitler, that's what he did and implied. And what it's saying right here is China was forcing Uyghurs into a system of incarceration and cultural annihilation. Again, this is all from the Washington Post. So I was gonna go through multiple of these articles, but I kind of figured that I feel a lot of the information is limited, so there's only so much that I can read because of how it is in China, and they don't really want us, United States, when I say us, to necessarily get in interference with anything that they're doing. And it says China's resolve to wipe out the Uyghur culture is hardening. I wonder what is that going to lead to? What is going to happen? I was watching a video. If you watch Vlad TV, he has a lot of different people on there, and there's this guy, I forgot his name. What the fuck's his name? I forgot his name, but they were talking about actually this specific situation with what is going on over in China, and he believed that there probably is going to be a war between the US and China. I'm not too knowledgeable about what is going to go on and politics and what is specifically going to take that route. I hope that doesn't end up happening. There's no need for that to happen, especially with all the lives we've lost in 2020, and you know, more to come, obviously, but there's no need to, I mean, I guess I don't want to say no need. I mean, what's going on over there? Like, it's crazy shit. It's sad. It's almost a similar situation to World War II, and you can't deny that. You just can't. Saying otherwise is just fucking bullshit. Saying otherwise is just looking the other way. And I mean, it's just kind of in our faces. So there's only so much we can do, really. And that's why with the Alpha Podcast, I think it's great that, or it's great and important to be able to do this and to be able to get the word on it. There are actually a good amount of petitions to free the Muslims in these Chinese concentration camps. I don't know what the petition, if and how much it would benefit, how much it really would affect, depending on how many people. I'm wondering who would have to look at this, who would get this, would this end up going to, you know, I'm kind of reading here. It says close the camp, stop genocide. But was it going to the president or who? Congress? I'm not too sure. Let me click on one of these. So this is for change.org. I think two of them are for there. Muslim in the Xinjiang region of China are being forced into government-mandated concentration camps in an attempt to re-educate, quote-unquote, re-educate them. Brainwash is probably what... I don't know, man. There's just so much different varieties, so much different factors that play into this. And it's what... There's only so much we can do, and I feel that... Wow, I think I read... Wow, so it's showing 1,248,000 have signed this petition. Let's go to 1,500,000. That's the goal for this. And it's showing the people who signed up. If you can, you can definitely check this out. It's at change.org. United Nations petitions to free Muslims in Chinese concentration camps. You can search that up on Google and you'll find a whole bunch of them. And you, I definitely encourage you to be able to click this link and for sure sign this petition. Hopefully it will do some good. This is going on since the spring of 2017. It's crazy, man. It says, it's literally, the comment says, it's literally, because you can comment on these reasons for signing. It's literally World War II in 2018. This is not okay, right? I mean, really, it says 2018, but this is, we're in 2020 now. 2 years ago, people have still been trying to sign for this. I'm actually going to put my name onto this because I feel like I kind of, you know, it's a must. And I'm going to put that on. Okay, I'm trying to do this. I mean, what do you think like about this? Is this something that you don't really think about? Is this something that's just something that's just happening and you're going through a lot, so it's not necessarily on your mind? And shit, this is just how it is. This is just how it is. The world is in a dark place right now, dark area. And it can be super scary at times. And you kind of imagine what they're going through in there every single day, just living as we're living our day-to-day lives, as we're moving, as we're working, tired, going to sleep, you know, having our meals, grateful to have these meals, always important to be grateful as a human being. But what they're going through, I can't imagine. I don't know what specifically is going on in there. I know that a lot of people who have left that area have had a bunch of tragic stories. I talked about it in the previous podcast, but a lot of them saying how it was terrifying. A lot of people were already in the just brink of taking their life with no hesitation. And I can't imagine. I mean, I'm pretty sure it would get to that point. I'm sure it would make you think crazy fucking shit. Fight to survive. It's a real fight to survive. That's where your killer instincts that in your head. And just imagine going through that and even surviving. Like, now they have to live through that. Now they're traumatized. PTSD, what the fuck, like, they just went through. Like, that's some crazy ass shit. And I can't even imagine. So, people, this is a real thing. This is a big thing going on. I just can't believe that there's so little awareness on it. It's been going on for 3 years now. It's how many more years till this is actually brought up and taken a lot more seriously than, I mean, not that it hasn't been, because there's people who are doing a lot of things to try to bring the awareness to it. But when will it happen to where this is the situation we need to take care of as a country, as a nation? So yeah, I do want to end it off this Monday and Friday. I am going to be trying to bring the awareness to these Chinese concentration camps. Hopefully there's new information every week, so I'm not consistently talking about the same ideas, but I'm bringing it out for people who haven't listened, people who don't know what is going on. And I think it's a great impact for the Alpha Podcast to be doing. So thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. If you want to hop on the podcast and talk about any specific subject or even this, then definitely contact me. You can actually download the Anchor app, create an account. It literally take about 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds. And from there, you can just send me a message through the app and we can get it going that same day or whenever you are free. So thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. And until next time, stay safe during this pandemic.